Now, the second drug for labor is oxytocin. So this one's given to induce labor and stimulate contractions. So the memory trick to think is oxytocin. So think tocin to contract, given to stimulate contractions and induce labor. Now, don't get tricked with sound-alike drug names. Oxytocin is not oxybutin. So the B in butin is B for bladder. And oxycodone is an opiate for pain. So codone sounds like codeine, that pain medication, or you can just follow the O's in codeine, meaning it's an opioid. Now, the next key point here is administration. So Hesse mentions about oxytocin. It's used to stimulate uterine contractions, and we administer 6 to 12 hours after the last dose of dinoprostone, which is just a cervical ripening drug that's also used during labor. Now, the nursing care, we monitor contractions very closely. So the key numbers to know are contractions should be less than 60 seconds, and they should be happening at least 2 to 3 minutes apart. So the Hesse mentions we discontinue oxytocin if contractions last longer than 60 seconds and maintain one-on-one care with the patient. And lastly, piggyback the oxytocin into the main IV fluids. Now, Kaplan mentioned these two points. We stop oxytocin infusion for contraction sustained over 2 minutes. And then lastly, priority action for 3 consecutive late decels, we turn off that oxytocin. Now, ATI mentioned late decels as well, but they said it in a different way. So turn the client to the side if late decels are noted. So guys, remember here, the key term is late decels, which I call late deoxygenation, where the fetal heart rate decreases with the D cells. Now, the key word here to note is if the late D cells are noted, then we just turn to the side. But if 3 consecutive late D cells, that's a lot of deoxygenation. So the priority is to turn off the oxytocin. Now, the side note here, speaking of D cells, meperidine, brand name Demerol, is an opioid pain med given during labor. Now, you already know that opioids make the vital signs low and slow with a low BP and low heart rate. So in the same way, D cells are to be expected with Demerol, since D cells are decreased fetal heart rate. Therefore, it's not necessary to discontinue oxytocin. Remember, minimal variability after narcotic pain meds are given. The key word there is minimal variability. So just be careful on the way that questions are asked, since it can be a commonly chosen distractor on many question banks.